Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, The Bird Show.
She has a brand new boyfriend, but she doesn't necessarily like what she thinks his perception of her is. So she has devised an evil plan to change his perception and wants our help texting today. Hey, Emily, do I have that right?
I mean, I guess I don't feel like it's an evil plan. I do need your help for some scheming. I'll call it some scheming, maybe not evil.
Okay, well, you've come to the right place. There are no better schemers than right here.
Perfect. That's what I thought.
All right, what you need?
I'm dating this new guy, and I think he's great, but like, he definitely has mentioned already that he that he wants a family one day. He's not like talking about it all the time, but he's definitely dropped the hints like that he's looking forward to being a dad and I don't get the feeling that he really sees me like as the maternal type. I mean, just our dynamic, like I like to go out. I like to work hard and play hard. Like I'll always say yes. If somebody's like, hey, I have travel plans here. Like, do you want to come along? Like I'm going to be the first to be like, I'm in, I'll Venmo anybody. Let's go. And I love that about myself. And I don't want to like change that, but I also want to be him to see that I can be maternal. I want him to just see that side of me. And my idea, the scheme that I have, if you think it's a good idea, is that so my sister has a niece, has a daughter, she's my niece, and like my thought is that I want to like babysit my niece for like a whole weekend, and then like he'll see me like with her and be like think those thoughts, like not even that we have to do stuff all together, but like, if I'll be like, oh, I can't, I'm like at the playground with my niece, and send like a picture, like it'll, so that's my evil plan scheme, but I don't know how to ask my sister because, she doesn't really ever like she's never left my niece for like long periods of time. Like people have babysat her, but for like an hour or two. So like, an overnight stay is like never happened. And like my niece is a toddler, like she's two. So like, she's still young, but like, I want to present it in a way that like, it'll give my sister time off, us quality, bonding time, but definitely it's so that like my boyfriend will like,
Yeah. Will your sister think you're capable of watching her child?
This is the problem. This is the problem we could run into.
I am capable. And it's not like,
you met your niece? Let's start there.
Have you ever been alone with her at all?
Yes, yes, for sure. Like I watched her for like an hour or two here and there, but like it's not like that's just me because she doesn't trust me. Like she doesn't, like no one's ever watched her like overnight, so I've definitely like covered for her so she could go, run some errands and stuff. So like I have a good relationship with my niece, but like definitely a big ask. And I also don't really know if I should tell her my reasoning or like present it as like I'm an awesome sister. So.
I will say this, and I want to commend you because this level of immaturity is amazing.
And commitment to the bid.
Yeah, and commitment to the bid. The fact that you thought to get us to help you, I really want to thank you for that.
The thing is, I couldn't ask anyone else.
Yeah, you came to the right place.
No, totally.
Yeah, this is Immature University. So,
for you.
And let me ask you this. Is there any wiggle room here? So if she doesn't say, you know what, I just am not comfortable leaving baby girl with like anybody yet, is there any wiggle room to where you can make an impression on your man by just doing it for 4 or 5 hours, just an afternoon?
Definitely that could, you know, that can work. But also I just feel like the responsibility of like the overnight is like definitely the vibe I want to go. Like, I don't want to, like, I already feel like I'm like a fun time, and I don't want to seem like fun time aunt. I want to come across as like, I can be trusted, the good, the bad, the ugly, you know, I have patience to put her to sleep, you know. Maybe I'm like making a movie in my head, but that's what I would like.
Okay, Emily, let's default to the mother in the studio that hasn't had a date night with her husband since her child was born 4 years ago.
So
what's your opinion?
I don't think you should tell her that the real reason. I think you frame it as a gift.
And any mother would be so grateful to have.
Yeah, truly, they would. And here's the thing, like, while I may not accept, your sister knows you and is going to be the final judge. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm not against it. I think it's a good idea. And at the end of the day, niece is getting quality time with her aunt. Mm-hmm. Mom gets a break. And if you benefit as well, okay.
If your sister hits you up wanting to watch your toddler, Max, who is 2, same age as Emily's niece that she knows of, would you accept the offer?
I would question it. I genuinely would be like, why? And why now? Why? What's going on? So I would be suspicious immediately. I'd tap my sister if I needed somebody to watch overnight. But and it depends. Like, I love my sister, but she doesn't have experience with kids. If my sister-in-law did it, I'd be like, yep, take them, go.
Yep.
You know, you can go travel internationally with them. So it depends on the person and how comfortable they are with your kid.
All right, Emily, hang with us for a couple of minutes. When we come back, we will try to figure out the best way to start texting your sister to manipulate her and use her daughter for the good of you dating. Okay? Bird Show Texting Tutors coming up next.
The Bird Show.